Tickets, please.
Movie Friday with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Kristen Meinzer, our culture producer and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. More about the podcast, including a surprise in a moment. Welcome.
Hi, John.
Thanks, John.
It's great to talk to you. I'm really excited about some of the offerings this week. For instance, The Counselor, Cormac McCarthy's debut screenplay, the cast, Michael Fassbender, Penelope Cruz, Cameron Diaz, Javier Bardem, Brad Pitt.
You seem unsettled.
I'm all right.
I just need you to be sure that you're locked in. Because I don't know. My recommendation anyway, counselor. Don't do it.
Well, I guess I'm a little taken aback at the cautionary nature of this conversation.
Ridley Scott and Cormac McCarthy, Rafer, it's got to be a happy kind of date movie, right?
Yes, very upbeat, you know, Cormac McCarthy. It's a noir, you know, Michael Fassbender plays an attorney known only as the counselor, no name. He gets involved with some of his sleazeball clients and embarks on a drug deal, and of course, things go south. I expected a lot. I'm a huge fan of Ridley Scott, not so much of Cormac McCarthy. I found this movie surprisingly to be almost unwatchable. I nearly walked out of this film, which I never feel that way. I never walked out of a film. I almost walked out of it. So boring, so dull.
Any hope, Kristen?
You know, if you really love long speeches about cheetahs, long speeches about snuff films, long speeches about smuggling humans.
Poetry.
Any kind of long speech where the other person just stares at the other person talking and kind of nods once in a while. You're going to love this movie.
Kind of like a radio show. Huh? Yeah, there we go. The reviews have said, though, that this is too talky.
I mean, I think the problem is, you know, Cormac McCarthy is a novelist. The movies that have been made out of his novels that are best pare away all that verbiage. This one just lets it all sit there.
Well, if you don't like a lot of dialogue in a movie, the next one is exactly what you'd want. All is Lost.
This is Virginia Jean with an SOS call. Over. This is the Virginia Jean with an SOS call. Over.
And that's about all of the voice of Robert Redford you hear in this movie by J.C. Chandor. What do you think, Rafer?
You know, the reviews on this thing have been breathless. All you've got there is Robert Redford as a yachtsman out in the middle of the Indian Ocean trying to stay afloat. I like the movie. I did not think it was great. I think it's trying to make some interesting points, oddly enough, about globalization and commerce, which I don't think you'd expect necessarily from a survival film. I don't think it quite said as much to me as I wanted it to, but Redford's great. It's pretty gripping throughout, and it's definitely a solid film and very unusual and interesting.
Visual filmmaking, at least that was the appeal for me. For both of you, blue is the warmest color, Palme d'Or at Cannes. What do you think, Kristen?
Yeah, this is a highly controversial film. It's a coming-of-age story about a teenage girl named Adele who falls in love for the first time with a slightly older art student named Emma. It's controversial partly because of the sex scenes. One of the sex scenes is over 7 minutes long. But I have
to time it?
It's been widely cited as being almost 10 minutes long.
Fine.
I think that something that should be kept in mind, all the scenes are very long in this. Her making dinner is a very long scene. Her in the classroom is a very long scene. Everything's kind of long, and it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but it's a great, great character study. I thought it was terrific.
To both of you, the Movie Date podcast, of course, has lots more of you every week, and you can go to thetakeaway.org and find it. But you got a live event. What's happening?
That's right.
We're very lucky. We have our first live event coming up. It's going to be in Brooklyn, so if you happen to be in New York on Sunday, it's going to be a bar Haunted Halloween trivia night on the
all Sunday. Scary movies,
spooky history, all of it at the Pacific Standard Bar in Brooklyn on Sunday night at 8.
For more information on how you can meet Rafer and Kristen, go to thetakeaway.org. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thanks John.